Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFN.
When have you changed something in your life and no one's noticed? I've been getting a hard time this week from that girl over there. Her name's Claire.
I'm still huffing with you.
I love your hair, by the way. It looks amazing. Mm.
A bit late now.
4 days too late. Yeah, I didn't notice you had a bit of blonde in it, and oh, forgive me. Anyway, it does happen. People make changes, and sometimes others don't notice, and it can be quite amusing. Tracy called us with a beauty.
It's to do with men and haircuts, or ladies and haircuts and men noticing. My other half is the same, so it must be a man thing. He'll know I'm going for a hairdressing appointment in the morning. So what you'll do is at lunchtime, you'll phone me and you'll say to me, your hair looks lovely.
He's not even seen it.
He's not even seen it. That's it. He has not even seen it, but he's out of the, you know, he's got to get out of jail card now, because when I go in later on, if he forgets, he's already said it.
He's covered all that. Bases there.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, absolutely. It must be a man thing.
Oh,
but
right.
Us ladies certainly do want to have a compliment to say that our hair looks lovely when we've wasted all that trouble.
It's not much to ask.
It's not. It's definitely not.
Tracy, can I just say, your hair looks lovely right now. And we also got quite a few blokes involved in this one, including Robbie, who's going to make all guys who never notice their other half's hair feel better. This is what Robbie said.
No, it was the wife, and this is going to put the icing on the whole lot. There's going to be no more calls after this.
All right, go on.
My mum took her out one day. They said they were going out for a girly day. I said, I fair enough, whatever. So they came back. I never noticed she had her hair done. She had makeup, everything. My mum took her for a pamper day. The icing on the cake, it was her birthday.
Oh!
Oh no!
Robbie, you had A, forgotten it was her birthday. B, yep. Hadn't spotted everything had changed.
Not just the hair, the nice makeup.
Not just the hair, she had
done.
Makeup, she had a new outfit, the works. And
are you still married?
Just.
How long ago was this, and have you been forgiven yet?
Believe it or not, it's nearly a year ago, and every time, it's been leading up now, she'll go, what happens in December? And I'll go, oh no.
Christmas?
She's now got to remind you. I think that's going to be the worst case ever of people making a change and not spotting it.
Although I have to say, I don't think the people of Tayside and Fife, including you, Webster, are very perceptive.
That's a broad statement to make, Claire.
I know.
Tarnishing us all with the same brush. However, Triona called as well, and she had a story about a prank that wasn't noticed.
We turned a friend's number plate upside down on his car.
Right.
And he drove away without noticing.
Was this a prank with all your work colleagues thinking, let's see if he notices this?
He'd been annoying us for weeks coming in, and he brought a Nerf gun in with some kids one day, and we thought, how do we get him back? We actually TP'd his car as well.
Oh, yeah, by the way, let me just say that again. TP'd, by the way. That means toilet paper all over the car.
Yes.
Right. Okay, that's quite cool. So he would have noticed that.
Yes.
So it's quite a big job getting the number plate off. How did you do it?
Well, found a screwdriver at work eventually, and usually the back number plate's the best one to do, but it was a sticky-on one. So we thought, we can't damage his car, so front number plate, and he'll notice right away. No, he didn't.
How long did it actually take him to notice?
Well, he drove off to the neighbour's house with the kids. He then drove into Perth, where he stayed, picked up his sister, took her to work. So we reckon a 20-mile round trip. And then we posted it on social networking, photos of the car, what is wrong with it? And that's when he found out.
Those crazy pranksters. And Darren, I think we might have saved the best for last day, Claire.
I know, I can't believe this.
When have you changed something and your partner's not noticed? You won't believe this call from Darren.
I bought myself one of these OLED tellies, thousands and thousands of pounds.
Oh yeah, massive, huge, widescreen thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I woke up the next morning going, oh no, have I done that? I can't believe I've done that. I can't defend it to the wife. She'll go absolutely ballistic at me. I'll just let it arrive, I'll unpack it, and I'll put it back in the corner of the room in the lounge and just say, wow, look what I've done. So on when everyone came home that evening, the telly's in the corner. I mean, this thing costs a fortune. It's like twice the size of the old telly. Got the tea, walked through the lounge, everyone sat down, put the telly on. Nobody said a thing.
What? How would you not notice a huge change like that?
Absolutely nothing got said. We finished our tea, I went back through, and we just sat the whole night and watched telly. Nobody noticed, like twice the size of the previous telly.
So have they noticed yet?
They've still not?
No, no.
How long's that been?
About 6 months.
What? No way.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe. A huge telly and no one said a word.
I know, I can't believe 6 months. Double the size of a telly.
My word.
Nobody's noticed.
Oh, Wake Up with Webster. We're on every weekday, 6 till 10 on TFM.
Wake up. Get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFM.